This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hour four of the G-Bag Nation. We have some great Mavs content here for you on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up at 5:20, Eric Nadel. 5:30, what you drinking and what you thinking. Then we'll be into L.A. Live with Lucius Alexander. Replay you that G-Bag of the day. Hit some randos and do whatever the heck he wants to, okay? So that's your hour. And Rangers baseball is coming up at 6:30. Have you heard what the Mavericks might need to do to retain Jalen Brunson next week when free agency is underway? Are you willing to go there? The truckwreck.com fan text is open at 877-881-1053. General at your service, at ease. There's Brian Broaddus. Lucius Alexander is in the Pimp Cup. Zach Wolchuk, Eric Chiafalo, a gentleman coordinating your video named Ryan. Is that correct?
Yes, Ryan.
All right, I got it. Thank you so much for filling in for Carter Freeman. He's doing a hell of a job as well. And you can watch our video feed at 105thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. Okay, we heard the Mavs were willing to do whatever it takes. That was the tone as soon as the offseason started. The news on Wednesday was that Jalen Brunson was telling people around him it's a done deal and he's going to come home and all that. But today the realization is you might have to massively overpay Jalen Brunson to keep him. A max offer, possibly. Mark Stein with a report. There's a growing belief among some close to the situation Brunson wants to go to Madison Square Garden despite his considerable rise to prominence as a Maverick. And Dallas' ability to outbid the Knicks enticed by the opportunity to become New York's unquestioned lead guard on top of strong family ties. So do you want to overbid? Do you want to say, forget you, New York? If they will not do some sort of a sign and trade with you, I think you have to. I'm giving him $32 million. I'm giving him $35 million, and we'll deal with it if he's overpaid. We'll figure out some way around it. But I think I'd rather do a sign and trade. And I'm looking at Julius Randle over there with the New York Knicks. So there's like three different paths, right? Do you want to give him whatever it takes and keep him? Do you want to sign and trade him? Letting him walk would be horrible. That's worst case scenario to me because you don't get to spend that money on anybody else. You only have the bird rights for Jalen Brunson if you're unclear on how that NBA free agency works. So it's a tough spot, and I think it's crucial the Mavs get it right.
Yeah, no, it absolutely is crucial, and you hope that if this is where it's headed, where Jalen wants to, because it is really all up to him. If he wants to go play for the Knicks, then you just got to kind of cross your fingers that the Knicks are willing to play friendly with you and allow some things to come back to you. Because if not, it would be extremely difficult having him walk away. And I keep going back and forth on what would I rather do. And I'm like, would I rather give him just this massive money where I know I'm overpaying him by $5 to $10 million a year? Or let him walk out and get nothing in return for him. And I guess because the Mavericks feel like they're in a win now mode, right? I mean, you feel like you're one of these contenders, and Jalen Brunson's a decently big reason why. I mean, start power ranking the guys on your roster, Jalen Brunson's going to pop up there pretty quickly. So having him leave you, how much does that diminish your chances of winning the title this year? I mean, if you're one of these teams, like you feel like the Mavs are, which is like, hey, we're going for it. Gosh, maybe you do just bite the bullet and say, "Sure, Jalen, we'll give you the max deal," even though you know he's probably not actually worth that. But in this instance, the timing of it, where you're like, "We're trying to win a title in the next 2 years."
Yeah,
maybe you have to.
Yeah.
Well, and I will tell you, let me add this nugget because we're all talking with people. There is at least some voice or voices inside the Mavs organization that are making the case that, guys, Jalen Brunson's not an all-star, you know? And there are significant holes in his game. Like the passing, right? Mm-hmm. It's not good. He's not finding people open that often.
Defense.
The shot is nice.
Right. Yeah, not an elite defender.
The defense is rough. And if you're already going with Christian Wood, not a great rim protector, Luka Doncic, not a good individual defender in any way, how many more can we throw onto the books at, you know, overpay type of dollars?
Yeah, he's not worth, and I love Jalen Brunson and what he was able to do in the postseason. Go get your cheddar, man. You deserve it. Go make your money. I have nothing against Jalen Brunson going and making every penny with the Knicks if that's what he wants to do. Now, if you're the Mavericks, this is getting way too rich for you. The fact that we're even discussing Jalen Brunson and max contract in the same sentence is shocking to me. Right, we're talking about a guy that I don't believe is an all-star. I think he's a really good player. Don't get me wrong here. But if you're able to get an assign and trade to Julius Randle, in my opinion, Julius Randle is a better player.
Yeah.
You're talking about a guy that's made a second-team All-NBA, a guy who has been an all-star, a guy who the Knicks are feeling...
2010.
Yeah, a guy who the Knicks are feeling like he is a face of the franchise type player, and then now he's out of favor because he just had a bad year. But he is averaging, 17 and 10 for his career. I think can give you a ton of help when it comes to your point, rebounding, which is something that you seriously lack. Now, all of a sudden, you add him and Christian Wood. That's a positive to your roster. Still question marks on the defensive end, but there's ways to salvage that if you can work a sign and trade, because I do think you would be overpaying for Jalen Brunson. Otherwise, the conversation has to be, okay, do we think that we know we're overpaying, it is what it is. Is it worth just keeping him and also just making sure we have this asset on our roster and saying, okay, is this still a movable commodity? Would other teams still be willing to say, okay, we would trade for Jalen Brunson even with that contract? If the answer is no, then I wonder if you go ahead and you match the Knicks price if they are unwilling to sign and trade. If the answer is yes, it's a no-brainer. You still sign it even though you're overpaying.
I think that's what you do. That's how I do it. If they're unwilling to do the sign and trade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just texting with some people, and it seems to be around the league, the belief is that he's going to get 4 years, $110 million.
Yeah, $27.5 million. Just go to 30. 35 is the max. You're not giving max. Go to 28.
Sure.
29. Yeah, I think that's within reason. He's around a $20 to $24 million player by the value of it. Yeah. What's an extra 20%? It's free agency. There's a bidding war.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the question is that going to be enough for him? Because if Jalen wants to go to the Knicks, I mean, he's saying, I'm going to the Knicks, and you're going to have, they're paying me 27 and a half, but I need, if I'm going to stay in Dallas, I need at least 30, or I need 32, or I need 33. Not like all you have to do is beat the Knicks by a dollar and he's automatically yours.
Right. We don't know how he looks at the extra millions. You know, some guys want every dime possible. Some are like, well, I was talking about making 4 and 40 last year at this time, so 4 and 110 sounds like I'm a billionaire, so I'm good. I don't need the extra $25 million. I mean, how many boats do you need to ski behind after all?
Yeah.
I think those are fair points. And he might really value the city of New York or the opportunity to play for an iconic franchise.
I think that's a huge thing here. My dad's there. It's the Knicks. It's the Mecca. They're clearing it out. They're showing how much they want me. Like, they are making me a priority.
I get to be Luka there.
I get to be the guy here. I get to show everybody that, no, I don't have to play alongside of Luka to have a successful career. Watch what I do. Watch, I'm only getting 12 and a half shots per game in Dallas. Watch me get 20 shots a game and still be a 50% from the field kind of guy. Like, that's the sensibility of the athlete, the elite NBA athlete or professional athlete. They have that type of ego and belief and confidence in themselves that, watch me, I can go be the Luka in New York.
Watch me.
And then when you add the layer that his dad's there and stuff, I mean, there's a lot to understand why Jalen Brunson would want to go, and how much do the Mavericks have to overpay in order to offset all those pros that when he's making his list. About the Knicks.
Whatever the case, I now feel like it's more likely than not that he's going to be with the Knicks and not the Mavericks in the fall, and that's the first time I felt like that. Some great truckwreck.com fan text. Randle had a good year, just soft mentally for the New York crowd. Maybe he wants out, you know, and maybe this is going to be a match made in heaven where the Mavs, who didn't want Julius Randle under the new regime, now have a smarter regime or one that Mark Cuban listens to, and they're like, yeah, sure, we'll send you Julius Randle. He doesn't want to be here anyway. He'll go to his home state, and if that happens, then the roster would just be outstanding. It would get really, really exciting. 325 says Brunson's not worth it. He's shown some flashes of greatness, but just as many inconsistencies. bye. He's had 10 elite games. Not worth it. That's Kevin in Saginaw.
I think the Mavericks themselves have probably seen that. You know, we as a station, I think we talk about Brunson very positively in a lot of different ways. I mean, you talk about, look what happened in the Utah series and, you know, how he was able to step up in those two games that Luka was out. You know, so I, you know, yeah, maybe this is one of those things where, you know, everybody's kind of like catching up to what the organization already knew.
Yeah.
You know, the things that you guys have mentioned, that's absolutely right. You guys are talking to players or front office guys as well. And they're saying, hey, you know, there's questions. Yeah, the shooter and stuff like that. But you mentioned the passing, defense. These are all things that we really haven't factored in talking about the player that they have. And, you know, now we're all kind of like, whoa, hey, maybe it's not worth it. Maybe it's not worth it. I think the Mavs have kind of figured this out themselves. I know Mark Cuban after, and I was listening to Mark Stein interview him after the Golden State series. And he says, yeah, it's a, you know, we could sign him. We're gonna, because we can offer more money.
Yeah.
You know, but then once you start to get into the postseason or after the season itself and sit down and have meetings, then you realize, is it really worth it to us to do this?
I think those are all great points. Personally, I will be stunned if they just let him go. The only way letting him walk without compensation could make sense is the next angle in the conversation here, right? The truckwreck.com fan text is open, but check it out. Brian, you're talking about talking with people who are movers and shakers. What we're hearing is that at least some people believe Jason Kidd and Kyrie Irving might be a fit.
There you go.
Okay, so what if you did let Jalen Brunson go because you know we are going to make a move for the same position at real point guard with a guy who probably has five times the talent and the ability? And yesterday when we were talking about this, you might have heard the show. We talked about it a couple of different times. I was totally out on it. But last night I get home. This morning I'm talking to people, and they're saying, you got to think about this in a lot of different ways. Where's Jason Kidd been? He was with the Nets for a long time. Where's Kyrie Irving from? Did you know Kyrie Irving's a Nets fan? Did you know growing up he kind of idolized Jason Kidd?
Yep.
And you know how it is when you're a kid. Like, the sports figures when you're a kid that you look up to, they never sort of lose this massive iconic aura around them. Now you get into adulthood and you start to see the guys as just regular guys who happen to be really good at their job, right? But as kids, you know, that guy, for me, it's like Clyde Drexler. If I saw Clyde Drexler, I'd be like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I can't believe that guy. Did you see how he dunked on Bill Cartwright in the 1991 NBA Finals? You know, that's what would jump into my mind. For a lot of people, it'd be Troy Aikman or Michael Irvin. It's like, no way. It's like you just saw, you know, the damn president walk across the way. So I think you got to look at that and say, would Kyrie Irving respect Jason Kidd in a way that would make his situation more reliable? And then the other part of it is, how does Jason Kidd look at Kyrie Irving? He knows all the players. He just worked with LeBron James. He, I'm sure, had a lot of conversations about kind of stuff. He can call LeBron and be like, hey, what was that like? And if you're a head coach like Jason Kidd, all these young point guards are constantly trying to talk to you. I'm sure he has a relationship with them. And I've heard going both ways that that might be something that those guys would like to do. At this point, doesn't Jason Kidd deserve your trust? If he wants to do that, and the organization's like, no, I think we should go with Jalen Brunson, I'm going with Jason Kidd. Now, maybe I'm getting greedy and wanting to wish that into existence because I'm falling in love with Kyrie Irving's talent. You're shaking your head yes?
Yes, you are.
It's probably what I'm doing.
You are.
I'm getting greedy right
here.
You're
selling a pipe dream.
I'm looking for any way it's possible to believe that Kyrie Irving and the Mavs could be a fit, and I think that's the slipper.
Which we will do if this becomes reality, okay? And you're right. Jason Kidd does deserve the benefit of the doubt. What he was able to do with that team last year after I think a lot of us, including myself, doubted the hire initially. And what he did last year, just changing the entire makeup and mentality of that team, going from a team that could not play defense to being one of the best defensive teams in the NBA and taking them to do a conference finals. If he says, I can work with Kyrie Irving, get us that guy, then okay. I can be sold on that idea, but I am terrified on adding a Kyrie Irving to this roster.
Me too.
I really, really am.
And I do wonder what the Nico Harrison perspective is on this because of the Nike ties with Kyrie and Nico, and how much does he know too much about Kyrie? And then the other one, how easy is it for Jason Kidd or especially Mark Cuban to pick up the phone, dial up their old buddy? Hey, Steve, Mr. Nash, talk to me about Kyrie.
Yeah.
Do you like this guy?
No.
Would you ever want to put yourself in a situation where you're having to try and coach this guy again? I say try and coach because there's, I don't know if anybody's proved that you can really actually coach him. I don't think Steve Nash is going to have a ringing endorsement for Kyrie. How much does Mark Cuban care about that? I mean, I don't know. It's a weird deal. I don't know where Jason Kidd stands on it, but it would be very interesting if he stands up and kind of pounds the table for, I can make it work with this guy. I think Jason Kidd's a bit delusional. And that's from that standpoint. I don't think that if he was feeling that way, I don't think
Frank Reich saying I can make it happen with Carson Wentz.
Yeah. It's like, okay,
sometimes,
man,
you got a good relationship.
And Jason, you might, if you had to take a poll of the entire world, you're probably in the top two or three of who might be able to do it.
Sure.
But no one's proved that they can. So maybe it is you, Jason. Maybe that is you. But my guess would be probably not.
What's your reaction, Brian, if it comes together? Are you terrified? A lot of the text is terrified. No. Too toxic of a player. Yeah, he's missed a third of every NBA game, and he's been in the league for a long time, missed it for a lot of different reasons.
I really do like what Wolchuk was saying about the trust factor. And I think that as fans, from what we saw this year from this front office, even though it's been 1 year, we ought to trust this head coach. And if this head coach is one of maybe two coaches in the whole league that can handle this guy, maybe Tyronn Lue is the other guy. If I'm a front office guy, I'm looking at my coach in the eyes. I'm saying, you really feel this one? You feel it? And he goes, yeah. If he tells me he feels it, I'm going. And especially if you've let Jalen Brunson walk. You know, and you're right. There are a thousand things that all the time coaches think, I can do this. I can change this guy. I can make him different. He'll play hard for me. Man.
That's why Tristan and Taco are here.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, sometimes you have to worry about that. And that's on the head coach. But if I'm Nico, I'm trusting Jason Kidd on this one then. If he tells me this is a guy that we can work with, win with, and I can handle.
Yeah.
I'm making this move.
I mean, it seems like a long shot, but I'm going to trust Jason Kidd's read on the situation a lot more than anybody in the truckwreck.com fan text. You know, he knows what it takes to be a successful head coach. I think what Kyrie needs right now is a guy that he trusts and is going to hold him accountable. Like Dennis Rodman ultimately found that in Michael Jordan and Phil Jackson. He was a wild man. You couldn't even contain him. And they knew what to do. They're like, sometimes you got to let Dennis Rodman go be Dennis Rodman for a weekend in Las Vegas, right? Yeah. But they knew how to, like, manage it and get the best. I mean, we're talking about a guy with a very, very unique skill set. We got to run, Nation. When we return, Eric Nadel's going to join us. What You Drinking and What You Thinking right around the corner. LA Live with Lucius Alexander. And then at 6, we'll have more Mavs content. Nico Harrison with the KNC Masterpiece. We'll give you highlights of that discussion. Coming up next on 105.3 The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor.
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back, Nation. It's time now for our weekly conversation with Eric Nadell, Hall of Fame announcer with the Texas Rangers. What you drinking, what you thinking is coming up in 5 minutes. Nadell is brought to you by Sweet Baby Ray's, the sauce is the boss, and by Rubin and Associates. If you're struggling financially, facing foreclosure, repossession, have IRS credit card or medical debt, you don't have to face it alone. With one phone call, Mark Rubin can take the weight off your shoulders, get you to live in life again. So call Mark right now at 1-800-LAWYERS. Good afternoon, Eric. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I love the Layla lead-in.
There you go. Yeah?
That gets me going, man. That's great.
You a big fan?
Big fan. That album, Derek and the Dominoes, came out in the early 70s. One of the main albums of my college years. I'd say it was probably the top five.
Mm. Well, you know, the Rangers have gotten people excited here over the last couple of games. After winning two in a row against the Phillies, how do you like their chances to get over 500 in the next week or so?
You know, we've been frustrated. Whenever the Rangers seem to get close to 500, they haven't been able to push through. But given they have the three with Washington and then three with Kansas City before they have to play that Mets juggernaut, you know, I think they've got a pretty good shot. And, you know, I'll be disappointed if they don't based on how well they've been playing.
You know, Eric, we made the note on the broadcast the other night about, or the other day, I should say, first time we've seen the Nationals here in Arlington since 2005. It's been so long. They bring back our old friend Nelson Cruz with them. Did you get to catch up with Nelly at all earlier today?
No, you know, it's 80s weekend, Zach, and so we did this roundtable show today.
Oh, that's right.
Which has occupied me all afternoon. I guess it'll be on Bally Sports Southwest about 10,000 times in the next month. It's really worth watching. It was a lot of fun. We had Ruben Sierra, Charlie Huff, Odubey McDowell, Pete O'Brien, Larry Parrish, and Jeff Russell in a 45-minute roundtable. So I haven't had a chance to go down to the field at all. Hopefully catch up with Nelly tomorrow.
Eric, in the broadcast this week, I learned that there was an engineer named Poncho that was
Poncho
involved.
Small, yes.
Yeah, Poncho. And I'm fascinated by the story. So Poncho left you out to dry with the he didn't bleep out a word, right?
Yeah, Cecil Espy's dad used an expletive in a recorded pregame interview, and Poncho, his real name was James, Poncho didn't quite get the bleep in time.
So you just, as a pro, you just went right through it, right? You just kept on going, no reaction or anything like that?
Yeah, we may believe it didn't happen. And, you know, it was before there was social media
right,
or any way to draw attention to such a thing. And, you know, the Rangers weren't very good back then anyway, so I don't know that very many people noticed at all. I don't think the switchboard lit up with complaints.
It's Eric Nadell with us here in the G-Bag Nation. Eric, I want to play some sound for you real quickly here. This is our G-Bag of the Day champion, a one-time champion. It's from last night's Guardians and Twins game, and it was Miguel Sano, who was not in the game, not playing, and the Guardians broadcaster gave some reasons why. I want you to hear this, and then I'm curious if you've ever come close to anything like this on a broadcast before.
Miguel Sano, he's not hurt. He's just fat. I mean, that's as brutally honest as we can be. He's down in Fort Myers trying to get in shape.
That's Tom Hamilton, one of my heroes, the longtime voice of the Indians / Guardians. Yeah, he doesn't mince words. Tom doesn't have that many filters.
No, he does not. Will you shoot him a text about this?
Oh, definitely.
Okay, so you're not surprised that Tom would fire off a fat shame situation like this?
Not in the least.
Okay.
Not in the least. He's fabulous.
Has Eric Nadell ever come close to doing something like that? Maybe out of frustration, whatever it is. Long season, Eric. We understand this. Have you ever been tempted to cross the fat shaming line?
No. No, I've probably made some derogatory comments about players, but not that specific body type criticism.
Okay, very good.
How does a management team look at that? Do they know that that's just his deal? He's going to be blunt like that, call like it is, and they accept it?
Yeah, it's one of the reasons they love him. Huh. You know, he's very excitable. He's really fun to listen to. You know, I think and hope that he'll be winning the Ford Frick Award in the next few years. He's just sensational. And of all the announcers that we listen to, I think Matt and I agree with this, he's more fun to listen to than just about anybody else. And part of it is because you never know exactly what might come out of his mouth.
That's a hell of a compliment. I'm sure he would appreciate it. So, Eric, you don't see him getting called into the principal's office for that?
I don't think so. I don't know what the management of the Cleveland club is like, but I do know he's very much appreciated. He's really treated well by the management there. Baseball on the radio in Cleveland is huge. They have one of the biggest radio audiences anywhere. They have a long history of baseball on the radio there, and it's a big deal. So,
kind of mixing shock jock with play-by-play. Sounded like a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eric, have you ever, how often was there a time where you were getting called into the principal's office ever?
There was a time back in the 80s when the Rangers weren't very good, where we were reminded from time to time to try and put things in a positive light as much as we possibly could, which was difficult at times. And when Eddie Chiles owned the team, you know, he was a Fort Worth oil man, not necessarily a guy who knew that much about baseball. He went to the country club one day, and one of his buddies at the country club said, "Hey, your radio announcer has been ragging on Oda B. McDowell. You know, you ought to take care of that guy." And Eddie Chiles called Warren Potash, who was the general manager of the radio station at that time. We were on a rival radio station, and said, "I want you to fire Mark Holtz because he's been ragging on Oda B. McDowell, you know, our young rookie center fielder." And, of course, Eddie hadn't heard it. And when they went back and listened to the tape, all Mark had said was, "Odeby's O for his last 28. He just gave the fact. He didn't say, "and he's fat," or "and he stinks." He just gave the numbers. And so obviously he didn't get fired for it. And it's really funny because in the roundtable we did today, I was talking to Odeby and asked him about, you know, his memories about first coming up to the big leagues. And he said, "Well, geez, I really remember in my first month, I think it was 0 for 31. And it brought back that story about Mark Holtz, and there it is. You know, you're asking me about that. And, yeah, so they were ready to call us in on the carpet for that and didn't. I got in trouble one time in Cleveland. We had a weekend full of rain, and they played a doubleheader in Cleveland in the rain, and eventually they stopped, and we had all these rain delays. And my partner at the time, Mel Proctor, we were actually on TV, he and I started telling Cleveland jokes. You know, like, what do you call a beautiful woman in Cleveland? A tourist.
Yeah.
And, you know, did you hear that a tornado swept through Cleveland and did $10 million worth of improvements? You know, just, you know, jokes. And little did we know that our broadcast was being piped into the private suites in the Cleveland Stadium.
Oh, wow.
And we did get in a lot of trouble. We got called into the principal. We were on the verge of getting fired. It was my third year, I think, and it was Mel Proctor's first or second year. And fortunately, Eddie Robinson, the general manager, stuck up for us. And, you know, we promised we'd never do anything like that again. And we wrote these letters to the owners of the Cleveland Club and the mayor of Cleveland, and every woman in Cleveland apologized. And they let us keep going.
Freaking legendary, Nadel. Thank you so much for the stories. Have a great weekend. Give them hell.
Thanks, guys.
There he goes, the great Eric Nadel with you on your home of the Rangers, 105 through the Fan. It is time now for the one segment of the week where you're actually encouraged to call in while intoxicated or in the process of catching a buzz. That's right. It's time for What You Drinking
and what You Thinking
at 877-881-1053. You know we're commercial-free for another 23 minutes, 35 minutes uninterrupted every afternoon. We call it the Expressway. I'm currently drinking a 20-ounce Diet Pepsi. I'm thinking, how does my fiancé wife need more money? Guys, raise of hands. Anybody else? Okay, no bills.
Mm.
Credit card for the groceries. My credit card for the groceries.
Nice.
She works 40 hours a week, makes a nice wage. Mm-hmm. I don't know where the money's going. I'm thinking maybe there's a shoebox just stacked full of 20 somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
No bills, credit card for the groceries. She's like, "Honey, I need $250. I'm taking the girls out for a little mommy-daughter Friday evening."
Oh!
$250.
Yeah, she's got some stashed away. She's got some daddy don't know money floating around somewhere.
Is that what it is?
It's going to make an appearance at some point. It's going to be eye popping to you, and you will be unable to reach it.
Honey, we're rich.
Yeah.
No, I'm rich.
Yes.
The heady play by her.
It is.
Are those new outfits? Are those new shoes?
It is heady play, man. It is. Here's Broadus with what he's drinking and
yeah,
thinking.
Yeah, I am not drinking anything currently, but I'm just, again, so concerned. I my hope is at my home that these 11 blowers that are in my foyer are doing the job.
It's going to be a
concubine back,
for you.
Huh?
And to
Sorry.
That Saudi Arabia thing working out.
Chiafalo and I were boxing each other out trying to get some in.
I'm coming to Broadus's this weekend. And at.
But yeah,
I'm just, trying to get one.
I'm just hopeful that these things are doing their jobs. Of course they're doing their jobs.
They should be.
There you go.
Sounds like you're paying pretty good. You're sitting there in your foyer. Whatever. Here's Wolfchuck.
Not drinking anything right now. Will be.
Loser.
Definitely going to take a shot of whiskey later, get my 4 ounces in, get the weekend started right. I'm kind of thinking I hope that the Mavericks land Julius Randle now. I'm all in on that.
Let's go.
I'm really hoping for Julius Randle to make a return to the Big D.
Who needs Jalen when you can get a Julius?
You get a Julius.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know, that's actually Heppy's real name. It's Julius Errol.
Wait, your grandfather, Heppy.
His name's Julius.
Who's losing his faculties a little bit.
It's and lost. And he actually gave
it's
me
lost.
A,
okay.
He actually gave me a serious conversation that I have to name my son Julius.
Good name.
Yeah.
That was our, that's our, we have our,
we have a, our pigeon is named, and I didn't want to say that to him. See, he would have been offended, but
our pigeon is Julius.
Yeah. He wants my firstborn to be named after him and be named Julius.
Heppy's a beast. Boys, I'm drinking the black coffee, doing my thing. Forgot the Celsius and the rain today, so it's just black coffee and ice water roaming through these veins right now. I'm thinking about the dad duty that I'm on starting tomorrow morning.
Ooh.
My wife's just, she's got a couple of appointments. My wife's an esthetician. She's dialing
she
up all sorts of,
I got an appointment with her tomorrow.
Do you? Yeah.
She's going to get my brows.
She does the brows. She does the lashes. She does the facials, that kind of thing. Wolfchuck thought he was the best at the facial situation, but then my wife showed up to the Metroplex.
Man, she's doing wonders.
So I'm stuck on daddy duty tomorrow from about 8 a.m. until, I don't know, probably 2.
Oh, that's long haul.
It's gonna
and
be
they're
a
two
long
and 1 years old?
2 and 1 years old, bro.
I'll be over at 2.
And it's so hot. It's like they always like my daughter always wants
outside.
To go on a walk and it's like it's tough. And then I'm anti community pool. The community pool at the apartment complex, the thing is it's just festering diseases and bacteria. It is a cesspool of disgust.
Sorry. That's so a long haul.
It's at the pee.
It's gonna be a long day.
What's
tomorrow?
Mom up to tomorrow?
She's
you want to come by the house?
Mother-in-law? Yeah, grandma? I'm putting out all the feelers, believe me.
We go into the Pimp Cup where Lucius Alexander is standing by. Sir?
What am I drinking? Alkaline water. Had half a gallon.
Right on.
I'm grooving.
Nice work.
Thinking about this series called The Boys on Amazon.
I can't stop
thinking about it. That's all I'm thinking about.
That is so good.
Yeah. So I'm going to take the portable TV down there to the pool.
Okay.
And try to watch The Boys in a while. I'm gonna try. I don't know if it's gonna work out. I might have to get out. And be like, all right, I can't do this. Too much splashing, too much noise. I gotta get focused on The Boys.
Yes.
And this is an Amazon show.
Yeah, it's great.
Worth it.
I think I saw it last night when we were looking for something to watch before I watched the Boy Who Talks to Wolverine.
That joint is good, bro.
I'm heading for that this weekend.
Oh yeah, and again, if you've known about The Boys and you've never told me. You're dead to me.
Well, now you've told us 3 times this week, I think.
You're dead. I'm so serious.
I'm so sorry.
It's so darn good. Yeah. Somebody should have told me about it. You know,
it
just
is
like
so good. I'm about to start The Offer.
Okay, The Offer's great.
I know. I heard you talk about it. My dad actually crushed it as well. So both of you have said it's fantastic.
The Offer is great.
So I'm going to start The Offer. But yes, I'm sorry. I should have told you about The Boys.
Now, yeah, please. And if you know any other great shows, tap me on the shoulder, fam.
I got you.
Richard here drinking Celsius and vodka, thinking I can't wait until my new electric 4 Series BMW comes in. Holy cow, I'm tired of paying $1,000 a month in fuel for my truck.
Yeah,
an electric vehicle might sound like a better idea these days. I want to look into that. Let's go to line one here. What you drinking and what you thinking on a Friday? Here's Chris, and a good evening, Chris. You're on.
Yeah, this is Chris. I'm drinking a ice-cold Budweiser.
There you go.
Heavy. Go.
Budweiser?
Yeah.
What you thinking?
So what I'm thinking is, have you guys ever considered that no NBA superstar or quality player wants to play in Dallas.
No.
He was talking about the trade possibly with New York or even Kyrie. But have we ever stepped back and looked and said, well, most of the superstars or stars that Dallas has in the past were drafted?
Chris, that's a good call. I'm going to let you go. It opens a line. We are in a bit of a party mood, but I got to tell you, Kyrie Irving actually put Dallas Mavericks on his list of six teams that he'd accept a trade to. So maybe Kyrie's the first in a long time. I think Rick Carlisle poisoned those waters. But now on the other side of Rick, like players like Jason Kidd and Nico.
Yeah.
So I think we're dealing with a whole different ball of wax now, hopefully. Fingers crossed. Believe it when I see it, totally. But I'm more optimistic than ever. Appreciate the call, Chris. Enjoy that ice-cold Budweiser. I always liked the Budweiser Classic. Remember the Budweiser Select? That was a big deal about 10, 15 years ago. I like those tall cans. Had a little extra punch to them. Line two's Kenny. You're in the nation. Kenny, have at it.
What up?
Hey, there he is. Evening, Kenny. What you drinking?
Peach mango flavored water with a little bit of fresh orange cut up in it and a shot of rock and roll
tequila.
There you go.
What you thinking, Kenny?
I think it's shout out to Scooby-Doo van and the general to your nine-year-old baby girl.
Thank you, sir.
And Mama brought us.
Thank you.
And my handsome Dallas Stars 8- and 10-year-old grandsons, Max and Landon. Landon's about to play a tournament in Las Vegas July the 10th.
Best of luck.
And I heard y'all today, here the last couple of days, talking about Nats.
Mm-hmm.
The famous Nat that I know of is Nolan Super Nat Smith that played wide receiver and return specialist for Kansas City in 1966. Or I'm sorry, 67, 68, and 69. He was 5'6" and 154 pounds.
But he was fast.
And actually, I was nicknamed after him in high school because of my small stature.
Hmm.
But he played behind 6'3", Otis Taylor.
Yeah.
His best friend was Buck Buchanan. Hmm. And Buck Buchanan volunteered to play on special teams to protect his friend.
Very good. You're a legend and a giant to us, Kenny. We salute you.
Yeah.
Have
Kenny.
A great weekend. Kenny and Quinlan getting it done again. What you drinking and what you thinking rolls on. Let's grab a couple of more here before we hit LA Live. Polo in Garland, line three. Polo, you're in the nation. What you drinking?
Man, I'm drinking some Remy Martin and some Sprite. Hey. What's going on, fellas?
Yeah, that sounds
Give
wonderful.
Give me some bottles of the Remy Martin.
Okay, it's two things I'm going to say. The first call, I'm going to tell you about the marriage, dude. We're getting a little raises in our oatmeal. Uh-huh. And I put it another way. It's a situation where Donnie Nelson's just going across the world looking for these dudes like Juan Juju and everybody to come pay for the marriage. No, you need some soul brothers to go with Luka Doncic to dunk on somebody. Yeah. Somebody to get the crowd excited. Somebody to get the crowd hyped. And another thing, Gavin, I agree with you on the toll. Man, I'm over off Bass Pro and 30, so I know about the toll going all the way up to Carrollton because I do tattoos on mobile. And them bills be hitting you, dude. Let's go, man. Put a little bit more soul on the roster. Put a little bit more soul, man.
Sounds good. Yeah, Donnie, you got, like, players in your backyard. This is North Texas basketball country at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those tolls are rough, as I learned earlier. When you change vehicles, you got to get the new tag ordered. Mm-hmm. Like, you wait 8 or 9 months, it's going to hurt. And it did yesterday when I got that sorted out.
Is it not paid for yet? I feel like this damn thing is paid for. Is it not paid for
yet? It's definitely paid for. They just never take it away.
What's the game here?
I know.
What's the game?
We need to be like South Africa. They just said, we're not paying for these.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Remember when you brought up the scams? What scams we have?
I don't know what
you're
talking about. Go to commercial.
Have a great weekend.
It is time now for LA Live with Lucius Alexander. Now here he is in the Pimp Cup, LA.
I see you on the phones. We ain't playing. I'm coming right back to you. Hold on. Let's get this intro out the way, though.
Well, all right, you squares, it's time you smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toke. It'll make you dance to some of everything. Everybody get high.
Hey, welcome to Friday. Welcome to Friday. You've been waiting for it. I've been waiting for it, too. I wear a shirt damn near every Friday. To show love to Friday.
It's a celebration.
Yeah. On the fan text, can somebody tell me the origins of Friday? I know, like, Saturday is Saturn's day.
Well, Friday's what a really good Friday? Movie. Then they made Friday After Next.
Let's go to line number four, Rodeo Ron. What up, Rodeo Ron?
What up, J-Bag Nation?
Woo! Evening, Ron. What you drinking?
Drinking that Jim Beam and some Smart Water.
Hey, it's a dynamic duo.
I hope you're looking at Nico Harrison right now This is a first-year GM that's getting stuff right. Whether we keep Jalen or Jalen leaves, I guarantee you he's going to do right.
Uh-oh. I don't know what looks happened like right there. I had to let him ride. Yeah. It got crazy.
I like where he was at, though. I'm riding that wave with you right now. Nico for president. Nico's the man. And I'm buzzing on that Nico teen.
Mm.
Hey, if anybody's taking a trip today, this weekend, and in your Flying Spirit or in any other place that, like, you know, they weigh your bags, I think it's like 40, 45, 50, something like that.
About 50 pounds on Alaska.
50 pounds, 50 pounds, okay. And if yours is over 50 pounds, you might have to pull your credit card out and pay a little bit more. I've done it.
Yeah.
I've done it. Just for like 6 pounds, you pay a whole other $100.
Yeah. That's brutal.
Wow.
Yeah, they ask you if you want to pull all your luggage out and put it in a different bag and try to carry it on, and it's horrible.
Like, nah, I had to stomp on this bag to get it closed. I can't do that in front of all these people. So, here's a lady at Spirit. She's working the front desk and trying to remind everybody, hey, get your bags together.
Another suitcase. That's the thing in front of you. If you got something that won't fit, we're going to have to check that. And guess what? If you done checked two bags over there at the counter, guess what you got to do? Give me a credit card.
Give me your credit card. Give me your credit card.
I love the attitude and personality in the airlines. It's so stuffy.
Yeah.
Can we mix it up? Have some fun?
Yeah, they call Spirit the Waffle House of the sky.
Is that right? Man, we've had a couple of experiences when you're traveling with little kids. If they're over 50 pounds, they'll just be like, it's okay.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, so I think if you can charm them or have charisma other than holding a baby, you know, that's my only trick. Maybe they'll let you slide.
They're still smoking darts and heaters on the Spirit Airlines, aren't they?
Let's go to Jay. Jay, what up, man? Oh, Jay's
Dang
gone.
It, Jay.
Dang, Jay can't hang down. Let's go to Izan. Izan, what up, bro?
What's up, guys? How's it going?
Good. Evening. What you drinking?
Drinking some coffee and I need some beers, guys. My gas light warning just came on. I'm on the tollway, so send some my way if you don't mind.
Yeah, driving in the tollway with these gas prices, that's going to cost you about $5 a mile, I learned.
Yeah, some foot tension going on, too. Hey, Lucius, be careful with any episode of The Boys. It's called Hero Gasm, so I'll probably watch that one inside, forewarning.
Okay. I know what you mean.
Sticky situation. I have a quick question, guys. Do you guys think we need some help with quarterbacks now that Kevin Joseph is on the shotgun formation?
Good question. Broadus, you want to handle that? You need help at corner?
Nice. Go ask your mom.
You know, what you're talking about, cornerback, right?
You need help at corner?
Nah. I think you'd be all right there. I think you'd be all right. I mean, I'll be interested to see what happens with Kelvin Joseph. If nothing comes down on that, though, I'm interested to see this year with him. But if we get to camp and all of a sudden there's injury and things like that he's dealing with, man, I could see going to get somebody. Yeah. Absolutely.
Lucius, did I gather in there that The Boys is not a superhero movie that you'd want to watch with your kids?
Absolutely not.
Okay. I mean, it matters how old your kid is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, not with that.
Yeah, and what you've exposed them to and what you've taught them. Because, you know, sometimes you got to parent kids. Uh-huh. Some people are like, you know, they don't want to show kids anything because they don't want to do any parenting and tell them right from wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, but... like my old lady, she just flat out started cussing at my kids at a young age.
There you go.
I was like, oh, hey, what are we doing? Like, I'm not going to protect them from the world. All right. Yeah, it's a great show, though.
It's very graphic.
It's very graphic. Matter of fact, like on the first episode, there's this little itty-bitty small guy. Hmm. I'm talking about like real small, smaller than a beer cup. He's a superhero. And he goes just diving into something that I wish I could, too.
Okay.
Everybody knows. If you've seen the first episode, if you know.
Well, which
Walchuk does that at Baby Dolls every year.
Yeah, Walchuk, what are you doing? It's got a little ribbon right there, so you just jump through the ribbon.
Yeah.
All right, anyway. Let's go to
That's
Emmanuel.
That's a hell of a superpower, man.
It's a great, bro. Emmanuel, what up, man? Oh, I see. I don't like how y'all be playing on these phones, my guy. Mr. Nasty, show him what time it is.
There it is.
Mr. Nasty time, checking in. I'm sitting here drinking some Terramana with a splash of tea.
Okay. Just thinking.
And I'm breaking in here first. JB's gone. Go on ahead and hit up Dick's Sporting Goods. Get your JB jersey for $20. He's going to go on ahead and play under his father. I mean, he's going to get all the, you know, the primetime lights. But, hey, let's go on ahead and get Randall in here and go back right back to the championship.
I hear you, man. That'd be outstanding if Brunson really wants to go to New York and they're not happy with how last year went with Julius Randle. It could be perfect. It really could.
Mr. Nasty just broke some news, man. Look at that. He's got better sources than Woj.
Yes, he does.
Freya Day, a Norse goddess. That's what Friday is representing, apparently, on this fan text. Freya. Now, I got to find out who Freya is and why we gave her a whole damn day.
She sounds awesome. Yeah, she really does.
I mean, you know. Let's see.
Seems so pagan.
You know? It does. Dakota, what up, fam?
Oh, what's up?
Evening, Dakota. What you drinking?
I'm drinking some Mountain Dew. Just got off work.
All right. You sure you're drinking Mountain Dew? You sound like you're dying right now.
Yeah. It's hot out here.
You work outdoors?
I do, yes.
All right. Well, hang in there, bro.
Hydrating with Mountain Dew. I like it.
I tell you what.
You're old man. You must be in your 20s.
I'm all jacked up.
Yeah, actually, I'm 24 years old.
All right. Boy, I'm dehydrated. I'm about to go into heat stroke. Give me a Mountain Dew. Said the 20-year-old. Okay, what you thinking, Dakota?
Well, I'm thinking, how different do you see these two teams going throughout the year? Team one being we retain Brunson. So we obviously got Christian Wood. Now we get Brunson back. And team two being we sign and trade Brunson and we have Randle. Which team do you think would perform better?
I'm going to go with the Randle one. You know, I think he has really good passing skills. I think he's a better distributing point guard player than even Jalen Brunson, who has the size, but I don't think he plays a full game. He's just an attack guard, and he's a smaller guy. He's awful nifty, but you don't get any rebounding from him. You get a defensive liability. Like, at least Randall's going to secure the defensive glass, make more passes, and be a giant who can disrupt things, you know, defensively much better, so... You know, I'm trying not to homer it up anymore as we're kind of finding out today that it sounds like Brunson wants to go, but that's my take on it, guys. Sorry, Lucius, your segment.
No, you're good. No.
Yeah. I like that.
He did ask you a question.
I like the team, too. And maybe it's just the unknown there of it that's fun to think about because we know kind of what Brunson is. But I'm all about Julius Randle right now.
Oh, it's back on me now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. For some reason, this guy likes to keep it so real when he comes out of the bar. They put a microphone up to him and just started asking him random questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he kept it really real, especially about the toe sucking. Oh. I'm not a toe sucker, but I like a nice looking foot, but I'm not going to play with it enough. I just, you know, look at it. But yeah, listen to this dude.
I sucked some toes once.
Oh. Did you like it?
Little toe fungus in there. Didn't hurt anyone.
Yay!
Dirt in the mouth guard. It all works out.
I appreciate Lucius' clarification about the way he appreciates a foot.
Yeah.
And it's just visual. It's like a museum. Yeah. You ain't touching.
I might squeeze a foot or something like that, but I ain't really all off in them.
It is a good indicator.
I don't trust you like that. I don't trust people like that.
No, it's good to know, right? Because you never wash your shoes, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You're putting your foot in shoes every single day. This might be a couple of years. You never know what kind of craziness can be going down
and,
in there.
I mean, there is a lot of people that will not scrub from the knee down in the shower.
Wow.
I mean, they're just trusting that the overflow of the body wash or whatever running down is just going to cover it.
So
it's funny because we have Lucius, who's a foot guy. I think that's fair to say.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I can appreciate a nice foot. Don't label me like that.
Okay, I'm sorry, yeah. But Walchuk is the most anti-foot person. Walchuk couldn't even tell you what his own feet look like. And that's not even because he's fat. That's just because he doesn't want to look at
it. Oh, it's like Goofy's feet. We never see him.
Yeah. He's anti-foot from the, like, he cannot.
I'll still scrub him. I'm just looking up.
He's looking up. Yeah, like that whole time he was cringing during that sound. Of that guy appreciating feet like that.
Okay. Apparently, the lady that was named after Friday, she's a famous Viking swordsman. Or Friday is named after her, excuse me.
Okay.
Famous Viking swordsman. I mean, she can get busy with that sword, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here.
Yeah,
Jared, what are you drinking and what are you thinking, sir?
Yes, sir. I'm actually drinking Corona Light out of the Tolo glass.
Hey!
Yes, there you go.
Yes, sir. It was actually a really good time. But my hot take is that Jabril Cox is going to be just as good of a player as Micah Parsons is. And if he's not, he's going to elevate our defense to where we are a very good top five defense next year.
Ooh, spicy. I love that.
I like that.
I'm a big Jabril Cox fan.
I am too. I think that where he's going to help you, though, is the coverage aspects and things like that. So if he's going to make plays, I think Parsons helps you as a rusher. Like Cox helps you as a cover guy.
Yep, absolutely.
I think that's how it's going to work out.
Oh, I'm just starting to imagine now two Micah Parsons on the same defense. I'm fired up. I hope that guy's right.
I think he's going to be.
You think Jabril Cox is going to be with Micah Parsons?
I think we're looking at like Major League Baseball, and he should also, or the NBA, and he should have a chance to win Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, that's a good point. Last year. Yeah, yeah. I like the idea of Parsons and Jabril Cox going for 23 sacks each this year.
All right, let's go, Brandon. You're on line two. What's good, fam?
Oh, darn.
Third one.
Oh, I got that Let's Go Brandon off for no reason now.
Got scared. Got scared.
Rodeo Ronnie's back in the building. What up, bro?
I'm still drinking that Jim Beam and Smart Water, baby.
Hey, Ronnie. Nice.
But Jerry, look at what the Mavericks are doing. We got an NBA GM in there that's doing the right things. Let's get it the NFL GM in there to do the right things, because you ain't done nothing right in 30 years. Lucian.
Yo.
I'm a foot person, too. I just wish she would go see a damn podiatrist or something. Oh, damn. And if you... Oh, I'm single on the couch. And if you drink Jim Beam, hey, goody good. $19.99 for the big bottle, baby. And if you're not down with the D-Bag Nation or Rodeo Run, then where the F you at?
That's right, Rodeo Run!
Where the F you at?
Hell yeah.
Was she in the background?
She was sitting right there just getting disrespected on, respectfully. My man had to get some jokes off.
Yeah.
Man, Rodeo Ron might have just done it. He might have not only won What You Drinking and What You Thinking, but he put Kenny and Quinlan on notice.
Yeah, man.
Who was the king of the segment?
That was good.
Rodeo Ron's making himself a nice little celebrity here.
He's coming for that title.
It's that Jim Beam. That Jim Beam to get you loose, bro.
He sure was fired does. Up. Yeah.
Okay, what we learned about the Mavs as Nico Harrison joined KNC, we got that audio. We have Jared Sandler coming up at 6:20. He'll get you set for the Rangers as they look for their third win in a row.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.